we'll go ahead and get started here. This talk is on VoiceOver IP Security Essentials. It's basically a discussion about the emerging trends within VoiceOver IP. It's starting to come to be to the forefront of many organizations and being something that executives want to move toward or at least explore because of cost savings. Traditionally, phone services have been provided by the public switch telephone network, which has maintained a sort of a closed network, if you will, where access is limited with straight through wires and so on. There is usually a fairly high cost just to subscribe to the service, and then if any ads, modifies, deletes, or PBX kinds of activities need to happen, then additional costs is occurred from there. The two characteristics of having a closed network and the very high cost have established sort of a false sense of security within the PSTN network. That although when looking at things like voice over IP where you have IP traffic going with voice, the PSTN still, there are still openings within the wire network in order for people to either hack in and do various things of either stealing services, possible denial of service, and so on. And again, this is where most of the carriers, I guess, are. There's a lot of hesitation to move forward to voice over IP because everyone's been so comfortable with the way the normal telephone has worked. And once again, just going over the compromise of again, this is all a trusted network. The PSTN is all wired together, and it's not as much of a true IP, obviously, kind of a thing. So there's more of a reliance on the service being there and not possibly being exploitable. Whereas with the emergence of voice over IP, there's the transmission of voice over packet switch networks, which is one of the newest trends in telecommunication. Voice over IP introduces both security risk and opportunities for industries and organizations to move forward with. Voice over IP has a very different architecture than the traditional circuit-based, in which you can use an existing infrastructure, if you will, for data communications. There's lower cost and greater flexibility among voice over IPs within the enterprise. Obviously, the advantage of voice over IP is reduced phone charges, possible vendor PBX maintenance costs for the moves, adds, deletes, and so on. A recent study by the Yankee Group noted that voice over IP systems were 22% less expensive to operate than circuit switch systems. And most of the savings is found really within new sites being constructed where you don't have to build in the separate infrastructure between the Cat5 and the RJ11. Almost all organizations in today's environment have an existing IP infrastructure which can be separated off VLAN, if you will, to support a voice over IP infrastructure. Voice over IP can both run over wired and wireless infrastructures, and the sheer mobility of voice over IP and being able to move around where you don't have to be in a fixed location in order to use the service is a great advantage. Some of the disadvantages of voice over IP is the cost of the, if you're buying the hard phones, they're not very cheap to buy, and if an organization's got to buy a lot of them, that is a lot of cost in order to start it up. And it just depends on when that cost will be recuperated from toll charges and other things. Voice over IP equipment itself, again, with it being fairly new, there's a new infrastructure, and the understanding of that infrastructure and how to maintain it is still in its infancy. You may need additional training for IT staff or the staff that's going to support the VoIP infrastructure. One of the problems that we don't have with the current PSTN phones is there's not a problem if power goes out. Your phone system is still there, whereas with the voice over IP phones, you're going to need some sort of UPS type of protection to make sure that you still have power to the phone. Other issues involving voice over IP is quality of service. Many problems from latency to jitter and packet loss can totally destroy the communication, whereas you have with PSTN, you have a higher, a higher standard and a higher acceptable rate that normally goes on. You're used to picking up the phone when you're at the office or at home and you get a dial tone. With voice over IP, there's some things like power loss and or poor network service, which may interrupt that service. And then again, there's new security requirements to deal with, more denial of service, eavesdropping, fraud, misuse, impersonations, and the soft phone issue. And by soft phone issue, I'm more so talking about when someone downloads a piece of software to use as a soft phone, how do you know if there isn't an embedded Trojans, viruses, and so on within that program? So again, basic security, voice over IP gateways or call centers, you want to ensure that you can do as much as you possibly can to secure that according to, you know, best practices, industry standards, and organizational policies. And in some cases, there's not a lot you can do. You have to rely on the vendor if it is an appliance-based kinds of things for patches, and due diligence and testing out those things is very crucial. Segment, you want to segment the voice and the data traffic, and you can also set, based on the SIP protocol, higher priority for voice over the data traffic to ensure that the voice traffic doesn't incur the latency and other things that would degrade it, whereas the data traffic is a little bit more tolerable of those types of things. Basic voice over IP architecture. Vendors are no longer offering the traditional PSTN on the new offerings of PBXs, and soon organizations will be forced to move over to voice over IP. So in addition to the savings of the overall telecommunication bill, there's also the lack of availability of new systems coming out that support the traditional PSTN. You have media servers and gateways which connect calls within voice over IP systems and connect calls between the PSTN and voice over IP. And you have the end nodes, which again can either be voice over IP phones, whether wired or wireless, soft phones, IM clients, or video clients. The current protocols can either be proprietary or one or two standards of H323 or SIP. SIP seems to be gaining popularity, although neither protocol has really become the dominant player in the market yet. So as time goes on and as additions are made to the standards, and possibly industry can move to one standard. In the soft phone space, Skype has been one of the predominant players used online. It's been used over 29 million times. I think that number is probably a little outdated. But there's been many downloads and so on for peer-to-peer voice over IP clients. It does have the ability, if you exchange keys, to do encrypted types of communications. And as of late, as with anything else within information technology or information security, it seems that anything that gets a front page is becoming, you know, it's the latest craze or the latest problem for executive management to wonder what the organization's doing with this. And in one article off of Security Focus, 15 internet phone companies were hacked and suffered as much as $300,000 in loss resulting from misuse of their voice over IP infrastructure. And then voice over Wi-Fi is still very early in its infancy with the handsets. And again, the security issues along with Wi-Fi will blend into the use of voice over IP over Wi-Fi. Or VoFi, I guess, I'm sorry. But the new dual mode handsets, which are already out in the market, will surely be making out in the workplace. And again, voice over IP security issues, there's traditional things that with PSTN that have not had to be really analyzed or dealt with authentication to know that who is actually calling you is who they are, it came from the right number, and so on. Non-repudiation, is there anything in place that denies the receipt of the call once it's connected? Privacy, is the call content secure? And availability, again, we're all used to hearing a dial tone, and with the new infrastructure with voice over IP, there could be bumps and grinds along the way that may inhibit the availability aspect. The big question is voice over IP really ready for prime time, whether it be in an enterprise or even a home usage kind of thing? at least many of the reports that I've seen and people that I've talked to, it's probably debatable whether it's really full-fledged, ready for large-scale enterprise use, especially external to the enterprise. It depends on the industry and the staff knowledge of the voice over IP technology. It could be used within the organization to connect branch offices and agents to corporate headquarters. And again, it does require a different mindset to implement within a business structure, just due to the different avenues and the different architectures involved. It does seem to work well in the home environment, though. I can attest to that. In summary, standards are maturing, and there are quite a few to choose from. Home use will reduce or eliminate long-distance bills. It is a good use for mobile users, depending on the nature of the calls, and cell phones still may be an option. I got many conclusions. Are there any questions? It just seems that there's so much still, there's issues with firewalls and being able to get SIP or the protocols through there, so trying to deal with that. And again, I think industry is sort of used, organizations are used to computer systems may or may not go down, data traffic may or not go through. Many organizations have embedded and become readily reliant upon the phone always being there. You can always pick it up, you can always call someone to get an answer or find something out. Whereas if an email is delayed or something, you still got the backup of the phone. If the phone falls in the same lines of the data communication, that may be, I mean, you've got no other eggs in the basket, if you will. You've placed them all into there. So I think as the standards mature, just as when, you know, computing technology first came out and started hitting enterprise level kinds of things, they're very hesitant to go out to the internet. I mean, things have changed over time with progressions of technology and protocols and so on. Again, it's just a new thing, and I think for a new thing to roll forward, depending on what organization level structure you're in, it may be a good thing or a bad thing. Okay. So you're doing a point-to-point kind of thing. Right. Definitely, and that's one of the things that I did discuss. I think internal, I think it's great. For very large organizations that are displaced, sure, why not keep it? Because you can still keep that within a VPN within Sight, so on and so forth, and run the communications fine. Again, I think the other misconception is that everyone thinks the phones are so secure, whereas, I've got a few phone hacker friends that they've got no problem just walking down around the corner, finding one of those boxes, opening it up, plug some stuff in, and they can make a phone call, as you can do with plugging into it to a VoIP network. So I don't know if there's really, I think it's probably a false sense of perception of whether it's truly secure the way that everyone thinks it is. You know, we see the old movies with the wiretaps and the people out in the van and all that stuff. And, you know, you can do the same thing can still happen in a much readily thing, whether it be the fraud, wiretapping, eavesdropping, and so on. Questions? Who in here, you mentioned that you are using voice over IP. Are there any other people in the audience that are actually implementing voice over IP within the architecture? There's a few hands. Good, bad, thoughts? Got one thumbs up. Still haven't gone outside with it yet. That was a lot of things in the, I don't know if anyone went to any talks yesterday, but that was one of the big things. They showed how you can knock the phones down to constantly rebooting the phones. So again, this is something else where we have the dumb phone right now where people are used to picking it up. I dial something. I mean, I'm a fairly technical person, but I have a hard time with my voicemail even. So I don't know how I do with a voice over IP phone. That may be a problem. Any other comments? I mean, to implement within your infrastructure, you mentioned how many endpoints? Wow. So, I mean, that was quite a bit of an investment on the organization's part to go for that. Was there a projection on how long that would pay off? Okay. I mean, that would be the other thing. Again, you know, businesses always look at how do I make money? How do I save money? How do I increase revenue? How do I take money somewhere else? So investing in this type of infrastructure obviously will save money if you have huge toll charges, but again, you're still going to have the infrastructure to build it, maintain it, In what? Okay. Right. Right. Any other comments? Voice over IP within infrastructures. Go ahead. I think most of the standards that I've listened to or read about, they want to try to segregate in different VLANs the voice and the data. Obviously, it depends on how much you're pushing out to, you know, I mean, and obviously, if you already got a jack in the back to keep going off, why run a separate wire to do those things? And then again, even if you run a separate wire, how do you know that someone's not going to plug their laptop in there and mess around on the voice circuit? You know, there's no real perfect way to fix all those things. I mean, does that seem to work out well with having, with the setup that you have right now? Nice. See, yeah, what would worry me is if my phone died, and that means my computer's dead, and that means I basically can go to lunch for a very long time or go home or whatever. But again, I mean, these are the bumps and grinds, as with anything in setting it all up. What is the best architecture and so on? And I mean, the standards for the protocols are even changing too. So, for everything to catch up, and then vendors already put certain things out, standards change, and then to catch up to that, you know, again, is quite a bit to do. Any other questions, comments? Please. Oh, come on, say something. No? You're talking to the guy over there. All right. Well, I thank you. Oh, there's one in the back. I personally don't. Does anyone else have anything like that? The comment was that organizations are doing something like building their own Skype infrastructure and selling that service. Was that, am I sort of, I guess it'd be possible. Again, it just, the thing that worries me about putting it on the soft phone thing, and I don't know, I mean, is anyone using soft phones for business within the organization? And a couple hands out there. And that would be the only thing, because now you are truly mixing up the, you know, everything into one basket. So if your computer goes down, now you can't use the phone, now you can't use the computer necessarily. So whether it's a good thing from sort of a defense in depth and availability kind of aspect or not, but I'm sure you could go sell that, and I don't know what possible legal ramifications, if any, that there would be to doing that kind of thing. Anything else? I appreciate everyone showing up.